237.
Free Talk Live, hour number two, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231, although we are having some phone difficulties tonight. When you dial that number, you'll have to punch in extension 125, which is something you normally don't have to do. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And welcome to our newest affiliate, KCXL in Liberty, Missouri, also Kansas City, Missouri.
Radio Free Liberty.
Radio Free Liberty, KCXL. So if you're just joining us, welcome to the program, and we hope you'll stick around because we're going to be on for another 2 hours.
Yeah.
Although we're only live for the remainder of this hour. The second hour that you're getting over there in KCXL is our Time Warp Hour, and that's from 9 to 10 Eastern time, which, of course, would be 8 to 9 KCXL time. But we're going to be... We're going to be live all hours of the show, I would guess, by the end of this month. I can't say exactly when it's going to happen, but if everything goes as planned, we'll be live all the time on this show.
So if you want to call in from KCXL, you have to do it within the next hour, and we certainly invite you to call in, talk about anything you'd like to talk about.
Whatever it is that's on your mind, the show is about you and what you want to talk about. Unlike every other talk show out there, where it's about the host, and it's the so-and-so show, and it's about the host and his opinions and what he wants to talk about. And if you want to talk about something different besides what's on his itinerary for the day, you're just going to get screened right out. On this show, the screening process is very simple. We just want your name, and that doesn't have to be true. You don't have to tell us the truth if you don't want to. We want where you're calling from. We would like to know if you're calling from Missouri, if you're one of our new KCXL listeners listening to the show. That'd be great to know about. But, again, you could lie to us there, too, if you want to. If you want to protect your identity. And we also want to know in one...
Please give me protection.
Actually, I could do some protection here, man. I'll protect your identity.
Can you protect my identity?
Oh, wait. Here we go.
What are you doing there?
I'm doing it.
All right, now you should be protected.
I'm protected? You don't know what you're doing with that board.
Right, I don't know what I'm doing now. There you go.
Get back with your normal stuff there.
All right, we're back with the normal stuff. 800-259-9231. Did you hear it, though?
Yeah, I heard
it. All right, good protection, huh? So then, okay, so 1-800-259-9231, toll free, and the extension you need tonight is 125. Normally we don't need extensions, but we have phone troubles. The technology doesn't always work 100%.
That's the thing about technology.
But thank goodness for it, because if it weren't for it, then we wouldn't be on your radio right now.
Yep.
You can also email the show. Maybe you just can't put together a phone call. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might just read your emails live on here.
I'm going to have to help you out tonight, because
I'm just all flustered all of a sudden. Yeah, you're right.
Being on KCXL is messing you up.
There's so much to explain to our new listeners. I mean, we've got our Free Talk Live website, which is freetalklive.com, and right now there's a whole bunch of people hanging out and chatting in our Free Talk Live chat room. And there's also the bulletin board system.
They seem to be talking about strange things to eat in the chat room.
They are, as a matter of fact, right now talking about...
They want me to talk about eggnog.
Sheep's brains.
Eggnog's disgusting. It's like drinking holiday snot.
I like eggnog, but it has to be in moderation for me. I'm not somebody who could pour a glass full of eggnog and pound it in less than a minute.
I don't think anybody can.
Yeah, it's just too thick. So I do like to kind of dilute mine with some milk. Do you do that? Have you ever tried that?
I've just had regular eggnog, and it's kind of thick for me.
It is very thick, which means if you do like half and half, if you do half regular milk and half eggnog, then you actually have a concoction that you can drink regularly, I think. But we'd love to hear from you. If you want to talk about eggnog, 1-800-259-9231. I mean, we're serious. Anything goes on this show. We'll talk about food. We'll talk about politics. We'll talk about your personal life, whatever you want.
But as when folks don't call in, we have to go to show prep. And we were just discussing an article written by the Cato Institute about the drug war in America.
That's right.
And you were going down the list of things like mandatory minimum sentences.
That's where we left off. Mandatory minimum sentences. Well, these are a list of things that the drug war has brought us. Just a few things it is. But the two things we've already touched on were zero tolerance and what was the second one? Zero tolerance.
Asset forfeiture.
Asset forfeiture. Mandatory minimum sentences, which means if you drove out of here tonight, Manwich, and got pulled over and they found that you had a 23 grams of marijuana in your trunk.
I don't know how they do that.
Which you don't, but you never know about those cops. Some cops will just plant it there, even if you never had it.
I have a European automobile. That means you can't lock the trunk. But you can lock the trunk, but you have to lock the doors at the same time. So my trunk's actually open. You could just go open my trunk right now.
Wait, if your doors aren't locked, you mean?
In general, yes.
I see.
So it's not like an American car where it's always locked. You close the trunk, it's locked. It's not so on my
very interesting.
BMW.
Nonetheless, if they caught you with this, because in here in the state of Florida, if you have over 21 grams of marijuana, that's a felony immediately. There's no arguing about it. It doesn't matter if, and on top of that, if you have it in, like, different baggies, like, let's say you had some really good weed and some really kind of crappy weed, like, maybe you have a little collection for yourself. They're going to make the assumption that you are a drug dealer, even if all you have is two baggies. And so when you go to court, there might just be a little mandatory minimum sentence that applies to drug dealers, and you might just have to spend at least 10 years in jail.
Well, I'll tell you, another thing that a mandatory minimum sentence does is it excludes any kind of gain time or parole or anything like that. You have to do the entire sentence, thereby endangering the other inmates that you happen to be in prison with because you have no incentive to get out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not going to get out early no matter how good you are. You can kiss the warden's butt and you're not getting out a day earlier.
And that's the other thing. And it doesn't...
So it makes it more dangerous for the inmates. It makes it more dangerous for you because you're going to make dumber decisions. And it makes it more dangerous for the guards that work there.
But the worst thing probably for society is the fact that they have to pay. You and I have to pay for everybody that's in prison. We've made this point plenty of times that it costs $45,000 a year to put somebody in prison. And so each of the taxpayers is footing that bill. And if they're mandatorily in prison for 10 years where the judge, if you're in front of a judge and he, and they do this a lot, they'll say, you know, Manwich, you're a nice guy. You're an upstanding member of the community. I'm sorry that you got caught with this marijuana. But mandatory minimums require me to sentence you to 15 years. Now, I'm not saying that's what the mandatory minimum is here, but the point is they're always excessive, and the judges have they've got no room to maneuver. They can't do...
They're not judges anymore. They're just, you know, distributors of sentences.
Right, the sentencing man in the Black
Robe. Let me finish this article.
All right.
Okay. And countless exceptions to criminal defense and civil liberty prosecutions. Some sociologists blame it for much of the plight of America's inner cities, and I do too.
Absolutely.
I think that you can blame the vast majority of crime and the vast majority of poverty in inner cities on the drug war and welfare. Much of the plight of America's inner cities.
Which, by the way, are intertwined. I was reading, again, another great book, John Stossel's book, Give Me a Break, and he was talking about how they actually went to a welfare line and did some interviews with some welfare recipients, and they discovered that the welfare recipients were spending their checks on, guess what?
Drugs, I'm sure.
Drugs. Every month, check. Drugs. Drugs.
Very expensive.
We are paying
drugs
for that.
Very expensive
right.
Drugs.
So they're
other
tied
point,
in.
Others point out that it has corrupted law enforcement, just as alcohol prohibition did in the 1920s. Of course it did.
You don't even have to claim that one.
The lure of dirty money is just too strong. There's so much money in drugs that it's the black market drugs that it's too strong.
Hold off on that. Speaking of corruption, it was party time in Tennessee for a trio of Memphis cops, but the party ended this week as the three appeared in court facing a variety of charges. Memphis police officers John Vaughn, David Tate, and Billy Scott are all charged with possession of 150 ecstasy tablets.
Ooh.
And 10 kilograms of a substance containing methamphetamine, according to the Memphis Commercial Appeal. Vaughn was the good boy of the bunch. Scott, Tate, and a 21-year-old accomplice, April Veek, are also charged with conspiring to burglarize the home of professional wrestler Jerry Lawler. These are cops. They're going to burglarize Jerry Lawler's house.
And if Jerry was home, they'd probably put a gun in his hand after they shot him.
The trio was arrested before they could steal $200,000 that they thought that Lawler had hidden in his jukebox. Why they would think that, I don't know. Scott and Tate are charged with additional drug violations, and in a move that raises the sleazometer, also face charges for driving FBI agents posing as prostitutes for nearby Tunica, Mississippi to sell sex to big spenders there. And, of course, two of them are out on bail while Tate remains behind. Corruption all over the place because of the drug war. We want to hear from you, 1-800-259-9231, extension 125. We're having phone troubles tonight, but that'll get you through. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. We are having some phone difficulty. You'll have to dial 125 after you get through. 1-800-259-9231. That'll put you through to the wonderful call screener we have, Jason, and he'll ask you a few simple questions. We'll put you on hold and then put you on the air. Anything goes. Whatever it is that's on your mind, be it political or personal, you can take control of the show. Or as one of our chat room participants suggested a few moments ago, they suggested we talk about eggnog. So what did you do, Manwich?
I talked about eggnog.
Yes, you did. And you don't like it?
Nope. Not a big fan.
I happen to... I'll get maybe one jug per year. I think that's what I'm down to. And the worst thing about eggnog is not that it's really thick, but it goes bad so fast. I mean, milk, you get 2-3 weeks out of it. Eggnog, 7 days max.
Really?
You go into the grocery store, and you can hunt through every single one of those eggnog containers, and none of them will be longer than 7 or 8 days out.
Wow.
And it's so thick and so bad, the only way to get rid of it all at once is to, you know, share it with people. You have to pretty much share it to get rid of it all.
So it's a holiday beverage.
I guess it is. 800-259-9231. So evidence that we will indeed talk about anything.
Let me finish this article from the Cato Institute.
The Cato Institute
on the drug war.
All right, go for it.
Okay. On peripheral issues like medical marijuana and prescription painkillers, the drug war has treated chronically ill, the chronically and terminally ill patients as junkies, and doctors who treat them as common pushers. Drug war accoutrements such as no-knock raids and searches, border patrols, black market turf wars, crossfire, and international interdiction efforts have claimed untold numbers of innocent lives.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I remember like a year ago there was some Christian missionary that was flying back into this, or flying over the Gulf of Mexico or something like that, or I don't remember where it was, but our Coast Guard or something like, or the Air Force came in and shot him down.
Jeez.
Because they suspected them of being drug traffickers.
Well, for all
suspected.
For all this sacrifice, are we at least winning?
Nope.
Even by the government's own standards for success, the answer is unquestionably no. The illicit drug trade is estimated to be worth $50 billion today, $400 billion worldwide, up from $1 billion 25 years ago. Annual surveys of high school seniors show heroin and marijuana are as available today as they were in 1975.
Mm.
Deaths from drug overdoses have doubled in the last 20 years. You know, the fact is, we're spending all this money. It's not working.
No results.
It worked that way in the 20s. Is alcohol use expanded during Prohibition? Drug use has expanded during the drug war.
You know, it's
a waste of our tax money.
The parallels are so obvious. They're so blatant. If all you have to do is just look for 10 seconds at the drug war to see how bad of an idea it is. And the question is, why is it allowed to go on? Does the article address that at all? Because I know,
it doesn't allow it to go on. Why it goes on. It just says, like,
I have a suggested answer.
What's the reason?
It's because there are people out there who are benefiting from it.
Yeah.
And those people are our politicians. Those people are primarily the DEA, your local sheriff. In fact, we know some sheriffs around this country happen to be involved at some very high levels of bringing things into this country. I'm not going to name names.
There's articles all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, we get them every week on this show, but we actually haven't read them recently. I read one of them in the last segment, Corrupt Cop Stories from the Drug Reform Coordination Network. They never have any trouble finding a new, fresh, corrupt cop story every week to bring to us.
Not that we think that cops are bad people on Free Talk Live. It's just the fact is, the lure of easy money, the kind of incredible profits that are derived from the black market drug trade, it's very difficult for cops to look the other way when it comes to those kind of profits.
If you've never even analyzed the profits, allow me to give you an example. Let's say you want to bring 100 pounds of marijuana into the country, and you want to bring it in from Mexico. Well, you go across the border and find yourself a source, and you get the pot, let's say, for $100 or $200 a pound. Then you have to bring it across the border. Well, if you want to do it the right way, you should pay off some border guards. And so to pay them off, you'll probably have to, depending on how many of them are working, you'll probably have to pay them about $100 a pound to let it across. Now you think about that. If you're a border guard and you're making $36,000 a year or whatever it is that they pay them, it can't be that much, you know.
Sounds about right.
Let's just say you're making $36,000, $40,000 a year and somebody comes up to you and says, hey, we're going to be bringing a load of 100 pounds of marijuana across the border here on Thursday. Let's say we give you, I don't know, $100 a pound. That would be $10,000 just to let our truck through. That's all. You just let the truck through and don't search it and you get $10,000. And that's one time, one day, 1 minute of time that it would take for that truck to pass through. I mean, depending on how busy the...
That truck's going.
Yeah. $10,000. And then, of course, the demand won't stop from this country. People are going to still smoke weed. And so, therefore, next week, another 100 pounds comes through.
Why am I on the radio? I should be a Border Patrol guy.
Exactly. And, you know, if there's a couple of guards working the station, then pay them all off. It's not a big deal. Then, let's say there's two guards that you have to pay off to get the truck through. Then you're up to $400 a pound at most. Well, then it's in the country. At that point, it's just a matter of getting it to its destination. So you're probably paying a driver $100 a pound, and now you're up to $500 a pound. The stuff goes for $1,500 to $2,000. I've seen the reports from the police. Stuff goes for $1,500 to $2,000 a pound, depending on the market that it's sold in. That's another $1,000 a pound that you can mark it up once you get it into the States.
Well, the thing is it goes from distributor to distributor to distributor, and that's how all these markups occur.
Oh, well, sure. Well, okay.
Now, there's no business in the world that would allow this many middlemen.
Well, you're right. You never know how many hands it's passed through before it gets to the end-level consumer. But it could be, if you wanted to be a entrepreneur, I guess, in the drug market, you could do it all yourself and collect that $1,000 markup on your own if you wanted to.
I suppose you'd be more likely
and you'd
to
only
go to
have
prison.
And you'd only have to be successful a few times to retire. Of course, most people don't retire, and they keep going, and then they end up getting involved in the cops and protection, and it can get really, really nasty.
Just
read some really horrible stories. Yeah, go rent blow and see what it's all about. Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a story, maybe you're a Border Patrol agent and you want to tell us about how you've been collecting a little bit on the side. I mean, hey, $10,000. $10,000, that buys the kids some extra presents for Christmas, doesn't it?
That's some nice presents. It's a lot of big wheels.
It doesn't make them bad people. It doesn't make those Border Patrol guards bad people. It just makes them seeing an opportunity and taking it. It's a very simple, easy way for them to make some extra money. And the same thing applies to cops locally. Let's say a cop pulls somebody over and discovers they've got $70,000 sitting under their seat. Well, this must be drug money. Even if it's not. Even if it's an old lady who's got her life savings in her car and is traveling to her new home up north somewhere or down south somewhere, gets pulled over and has all of her life savings confiscated in one fell swoop. True story.
It has happened.
And then what's she got to do? She's got to fight to get that money back. She's got to prove that she's innocent. She's got to prove that she's not a 77-year-old drug trafficker who is heading to a drug dealer and going to buy some cocaine with that $70,000.
Well, I'm sure there are 77-year-old drug dealers.
There may very well be, but that doesn't mean that they all should be proving to a court that they're not.
You know, speaking of elderly people, I got an elderly person story right here.
Okay.
An elderly motorist driving, this was in France. A good France story.
Oh, well, you'll have to hold on. 1-800.
That's the worst French accent.
Okay, 800-259-90. They don't pay me the big bucks for that reason. 1-800-259-9231. And we're having phone troubles. You have to enter in extension 125 once you get through. Don't forget that. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Life is sweet, especially when you're turning 16. When I come back, I'll tell you how some teens are blowing out their candles early and explain why you should wait. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Sweet 16's a memorable year for dating, dancing, and driving. But many teens blow out their candles early. Their life candles, that is, when driving goes from sweet to sour. Car crashes account for over one-third of deaths among American high schoolers. But those just 16 years old are most likely to speed and to have single-vehicle crashes. Parents, fan safety flames in your teenagers by practicing graduated licensing, insisting on seat belts, and supervising practice drives. Above all, light the way by good example. Now the only candles being blown out are the ones on the cake. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to talk to you about anything. 1-800-259-9231. Whatever's on your mind, you bring it up, and we'll talk to you about it. Even if it's eggnog, which is still being talked about in the chat room to this point, to this moment. We've gone through 3 segments, and they're still talking about eggnog in there.
They must like eggnog.
Apparently, the price up there of eggnog in Canada has doubled recently. Gone from $1 to $2.
You think the Mounties are cracking down on unregulated eggnog trade?
Who knows? Maybe there's zero tolerance up there. 1-800-259-9231. A note, technical note tonight, when you call that number, you'll need to dial extension 125 to actually get through to us. But once you get through, it's so easy to get on the air with Free Talk Live because anything goes. Personal issues, political stuff, whatever it is, it's on your mind. Are we finally done with this drug war thing, or shall I continue ranting?
Well, I had an article. We pushed the article from the French article.
Oh, we didn't get to that. That's right. The French
article. Hold on just a second.
So some elderly driver over in France got into some trouble.
Right. That's an elderly motorist driving along at 130 kilometers per hour, which our Canadian affiliates... I don't know. In eastern France caused a crash while he followed the advice of his onboard GPS computer. Ooh. And he made a U-turn. So apparently, the police said the hapless 78-year-old driver, who was not named, and the occupants of the vehicle he ran into escaped unharmed from the collision on Sunday.
But so hold on a second. Worse. He got an instruction from his...
The man told the officers his car's GPS system had told him, make a U-turn immediately, as he drove along near the town of Nancy, that's a nice name to name a town, in search of a hotel. He did so, not realizing the limitations of his satellite navigation device, which guides using verbal directions.
How about the limitations of his brain?
Well, poor guy, he's 78. You know, it said, turn around immediately, so he did. It's not the first time we've had a GPS accident, one of the officers said, recalling the time the police found a vehicle itself face-to-face with a motorist going the wrong way in accordance with his computer's instructions on a one-way street. So,
wow.
GPS systems are great, everybody, but... You gotta take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, maybe just take a moment to analyze what it is that they're telling you to do. Maybe consider them suggestions as opposed to immediate orders that you must follow.
Make a U-turn immediately.
Wow.
I wonder if they need any voiceover work for those GPS systems. I'd love to be telling somebody what to do in their car.
You'd have to kind of do the monotone, turn left, approaching bridge.
The car door is ajar.
All right, hey, news from the Libertarian Party. In the light of the oil for food scandal, libertarians ask, why are we even funding the United Nations at all? And I don't even know what this is. What is this oil for food thing? Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, oil for food is a program that the UN set up so that the Iraqis, because people were starving from the sanctions, and so they set up...
That we imposed on them.
Yes, the UN set up a trade system where they could exchange oil for food. Well, what happened? Well, the money for the food got routed through Kofi Annan and his son, were the president of the UN.
Right.
And some guy that I never voted for, by the way. Absolutely. Did you vote for Kofi Annan?
Sure didn't.
What's he the president of the UN for? Why is
Power?
He telling, why does he have anything to do with us?
Influence?
Crazy stuff. Anyway, so our money was spent on this oil for food program that Kofi Annan siphoned off some of. And then, of course, Saddam and his cronies... they were taking the money and using the oil and bank accounts outside of the country. And
so, as usual, it was all the bureaucrats that were benefiting and all the tyrants. Okay.
Right. So the people, I don't know as though they got any extra food.
No. And maybe they probably didn't even get to... It was kind of just an asinine idea. What are they going to do? Take a cup and go scoop up some oil from a nearby refinery or something and go walk up to the nearest UN representative and get some food?
Well,
it just sounds crazy.
Like lots of government programs, it makes sense. Let's trade some of oil, which Iraq has, mm-hmm. for something they don't have. Food.
But the problem
once
is...
Once you get greedy politicians involved... Right. With all this power, there's going to be corruption.
Well, once government gets involved in trade, period, you've got problems. I mean, government cannot facilitate trade. The only way it can facilitate trade is to leave people alone. And then they'll trade on their own and make alliances and make good deals. And everyone wins when government gets away from trade.
You know, the whole Iraq thing was started by the fact that the United States told Saddam that we wouldn't attack him if he attacked Kuwait. And then, sure enough... We went reneged on what we said.
Well, that's not a shocker. Anyway, here's what the Libertarian Party has to say. They say the ongoing scandal over the oil for food program should cause Americans to ask the following question. Why is the government funding the United Nations in the first place? No one should be surprised that the oil for food program has been used to grease the palms of corrupt politicians, said Libertarian Party Executive Director Joseph Seehusen. Waste and fraud have long been rampant in the UN bureaucracy. The real scandal is that U.S. politicians aren't even considering pulling the plug on UN funding. Allegations that Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein managed to siphon $10 billion from the Oil for Food program and funnel payments to hundreds of corrupt government officials and contractors have roiled the UN bureaucracy, sparked demands for the resignation of the Secretary General. You know, that'll fix things. Let's have the current Secretary General resign so a new one can take his place.
Yes. That way, that's because Kofi Annan's so much better than Boutros-Ghali was.
Oh, and it's prompted a congressional investigation. Whoa. You know, when Congress is investigating, something big's going to happen.
There was only one shooter in 1963.
But libertarians have a better solution for UN corruption. End it, don't mend it. Republicans and Democrats can't even root out corruption in the halls of Congress, much less in the bowels of a far-flung international agency. Here are five good reasons to pull out of the UN immediately. Number one.
Give them to me.
The UN is the mother of all bloated, corrupt bureaucracies.
You know... I know I told this story earlier this week, but when I was in New York and I was sitting and I was walking down the street, I saw this beautiful black 7 Series BMW with some guy in a sort of African looking suit standing in front of it, and he was the chauffeur for the Angola Prime. You know,
how did you know? Did you ask him?
Well, it said right on there.
Oh, okay.
Diplomacy or the Department of Angola or something
right.
like that. So there they were, the people in Angola starving, and this guy's driving around and being chauffeured around in a black tinted BMW.
Well, anyway, the UN is the mother of all bloated, corrupt bureaucracies, and according to the Cato Institute's Handbook for Congress, which urges withholding all payments to the UN, shows a commitment to reform that the agency is a miasma of corruption beset by inefficiency, Kafkaesque bureaucracy, and misconceived programs. A recent audit found $16.8 million in outright fraud and waste, including nearly $4 million in cash that was stolen from UN offices in Mogadishu, Somalia, a project director of the Relief and Works Agency who personally pocketed $100,000 and hundreds of employees who received monthly rent subsidies of $3,800 per month.
Whew, I wish I got a rent subsidy like that.
I wish I had a house like that. In addition, personnel costs eat up a whopping 70% of the agency's operating expenses. 70% for personnel. And former Secretary General Boutros Ghali admitted to the Washington Post that, quote, half of the UN workforce does nothing useful. And I bet he's being very conservative on that one. Number two reason to get rid of the payments to the UN, forcing U.S. taxpayers to subsidize foreign nations, is wrong in principle. Foreign aid is one of the least popular government programs, with good reason. Most Americans rightly resent it when politicians ship their money overseas to finance welfare programs that are even more wasteful and corrupt than the ones Congress has created here at home. And how you could be even more wasteful and corrupt than our welfare programs, I would have no idea. But I guess the UN pulls it off. 1-800-259-9231. Extension 125 gets you through tonight. We're having phone troubles. 800-259-9231, X125. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control. Anything goes.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually suits the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. Call 888-881-NO-BO.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Safran's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally. No more cellulite. Improves your vision and memory retention. Our mini formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed, anxiety-ridden, eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. Visit the Anti-Aging Medical Convention at Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, December 2nd through the 5th, booth 802, and meet Dr. Safran. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
This is Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Friday night. Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
And we want to talk to you about anything. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. We are having some phone trouble this evening, but luckily we can still get you on. You just have to remember to dial 125 when you call that number. 1-800-259-9231, extension 125 for tonight. Hopefully the problems will be remedied by tomorrow. Our wonderful engineers are on the case. But in the meantime, if you don't want to call in, you can also shoot us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And you can also hang out in our chat room. Just go to freetalklive.com. Hop in there. It's absolutely free. We got about nine people hanging out there right now. There's also 180 or so people on our Free Talk Live bulletin board system. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners for you to check out. We got 6 days worth of archives and much, much more. It's all there for you for free at freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about the UN. I'm reading a press release from the Libertarian Party, and they're going over the five reasons why we need to completely pull out of the UN as soon as possible. And, of course, they're absolutely right. The UN's a terrible organization. The way I kind of look at the UN is like this. Local government is pretty inefficient. I mean, it doesn't really do the best job that it could on most fronts. In fact, I was just watching television for the first time in ages last night. It was The Daily Show, and they were showing this report on a local town here in Florida called Inverness that was having the Cooter Festival. Now, Cooter, according to the town, is a type of turtle, or a word for a certain type of turtle that they have around town. But if you've lived in Florida for a little while, you might have also heard what Cooter can also be interpreted as. And let's just say it has to do with
an expletive.
Our female listeners. So we'll just leave it right there. Cooter. And so this is what this town is doing with their money. This is what they're doing with their tax dollars. The people of Inverness's tax dollars. Spending it on a Cooter festival where they have a guy dressed up as a turtle and all kinds of turtle exhibits and just silly things that cost money, and most people probably didn't want it. They probably had 10 people show up to the whole thing.
No, people probably come to that. It's probably, I'll bet you people come from all around.
Anyway, that's how I perceive local government. They just do silly things with money, and
well,
they
by
kind
the way,
of waste it a little
bit. The Inverness Fire Department, a couple of guys got arrested a couple of years ago for stealing the fire trucks and selling them or something on the black market.
Again, just things that go on in local government. So local government, pretty inefficient. State government, even more so inefficient. State government is just kind of, they're more bureaucratic, they pay less attention, they waste more money, and of course they take more money. Federal government, even more so inefficient, and more dangerous, and bigger, and more bloated, and more oppressive. So I kind of view the UN as the very, very top level of all this. If you think the federal government is bad, if you think the federal government is way too big, then you should agree that we don't belong at all in the UN, because that's just like the biggest overseeing government, the most largest threat to our freedom besides our own federal government, in my opinion.
It sounds like a good idea. You know, let's have a one big government to take care of all the problems in the world. But the fact is, what the UN is it's just a bunch of people representing, I mean, most of the governments of these third and fourth world countries are little more than gangs that have managed to rise to the top.
Oh, our government is little more than a gang as well. They happen to be elected gang members, but they operate in the same fashion.
Think
about it. Our government is really nothing more than a big mafia that flies flags in front of its offices. Instead of being all underground and quiet about who they are, these guys, they extract payments from business owners just the same way that the mob does.
I think that most of them do it for good reasons. I mean,
good intentions.
They have good intentions.
Yeah.
You know, the legislators, by their very definition, are
going to legislate.
Well,
the mafia has good intentions. They want to protect those businessmen.
They have selfish intentions.
Well, so does our government. Let's continue, though, with the reasons why we should get out of the UN. Reason number one was that they're the mother of all bloated, corrupt bureaucracies. Reason number two, forcing U.S. taxpayers to subsidize foreign nations is wrong in principle. Foreign aid is one of the least popular government programs, with good reason. Most Americans rightly resent it when politicians ship their money overseas to finance welfare programs that are even more wasteful and corrupt than
the
ones
politicians'
Congress
money, the taxpayers' money.
Correct, you're right. They kind of worded that funny. It's our money they're shipping over there. And, of course, with all foreign aid, the money is not being shipped to the people in Angola. It's not being shipped to the people in Burma. They're being shipped to the bureaucrats and to the politicians in those countries, and they never leave their hands. And they go out and they buy BMWs like you were talking about that you saw in New York. Number three, UN funds are used to prop up foreign dictators. Take just one example, Saddam Hussein. The Oil for Food program funneled over $67 billion to the Iraqi government between 1997 and 2002. $67 billion. Helping to pay for the weapons that Saddam used to slaughter both his own people and some of the U.S. troops that invaded Iraq. Other groups that benefited from Saddam's largesse, according to an April 21st Heritage Foundation study, include the communist parties of Russia and the Ukraine, the PLO, and the government officials in Syria and Lebanon. Number four reason to get out of the U.N., the U.N. has failed at its most basic mission, preventing war. In Somalia, Bosnia, and other conflicts, the agency's record is a chronicle of failure, according to the Cato Institute, which says UN peacekeepers tend to become, quote, a party to the conflict rather than to preserve its impartiality. And finally, the number five and most important reason to get out of the UN It is anti-American. The 185-member General Assembly is dominated by non-Western states that routinely bash the United States, even though Americans pay 22% of the agency's entire budget. These anti-American zealots love to bite the hand that feeds them, and Congress responds by continuing to fork over Americans' money. We're going to be back with more Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show, even in the last segment. We'll let you on, 800-259-9231. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Oh, yeah, extension 125.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration is the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit cmineral.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Tonight we are having some minor phone difficulty, so when you call that number, you'll have to punch in extension 125. But you'll still get through.
And you got about 10 minutes to do that.
Well, actually, you got about 4 or 5 minutes to do that. The final segment of the program. We do have another hour coming up, but it's a time warp hour, so stay tuned for that. Again, 800-259-9231, extension 125. We'll try and slip you in here before the end of the show. But in the meantime, Manwich, what about tanning beds?
I've got an article here from eWire. Advanced Dermatology PC New York. When the Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger last month signed the bill that would make teens' visits to tanning salons illegal in California without parental consent, the issues surrounding the dangers of tanning beds. So he's already signed this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's in California.
So it's law now.
It's illegal for teenagers to visit tanning beds.
I assume under 18.
Right, that one would assume.
Right.
To use a tanning bed without parental consent. Let's see. The government role in protecting children from them were thrust into the spotlight indeed. California is the is only one of a number of states, including New York, that are considering implementing parental medical consent laws for teenagers as they seek to use tanning beds or sun lamps to achieve that golden glow of a summer tan. Now, here's what I don't understand. This is just a portion of the article, and I'm not going
to... Yeah, we don't need any more than that. We got the gist.
Now, they want... Often, the abortion rights advocates don't want parents to know that their teenage daughter's getting a abortion.
Okay.
But we are going to make it illegal for them to go to tanning beds? Is there a little dichotomy here? It doesn't make any sense. I mean... My teenage daughter can get an abortion without me knowing, but I've got to sign a parental consent form for her to go to a tanning bed. This is crazy.
It is crazy.
I don't have a teenage daughter, but I'm just saying if I did.
Yeah, I wonder what the actual implementation of this is. Now, does parental consent just mean that they've got a signed form? Does it mean the parent has to be there in person? You know, what is the detail?
Consent probably just means a signed form.
Well, that would seem to be easy enough to fake.
Yeah, well, I mean, kids have been faking them ever since there have been notes required in high school.
I can just see tanning bed salon owners just saying, I think that looks like your mom right outside that window right there. Why don't you go get that stranger to sign it? You know, who knows? Who's going to check on this? Are we going to create the Department of Tanning Bureaucrats, and they're going to go around and run stings on the tanning salons, you know, recruit some 17-year-old girl and have her go in there, and be just like they do with drinking. They go into convenience stores with a 17-year-old kid. They pay him some money to do it. And they go in and they set up convenience store operators in order to try and get them to sell alcohol to the kids. And so I could see
this. And there's
this.
Always one that does.
Yeah, that's right. And I could see this. And you know, every kid knows which store it is, too, by the way. I remember when I was in high school. There was the stories just were all over the place about how this one particular convenience store, you could always go in there and get alcohol no matter how old you were. You never get carded.
That was the truth in my high school, too.
And, of course, if the word spreads far enough, then some rat, you know, lets the cops know, and then they try and go bust that particular store. But nonetheless, it's just amazing what they try and do. Is it going to stop kids from getting a tan? What are the dangers, anyway, of tanning beds?
Well, there's all kinds of dangers. As far as tanning beds aren't good for you, it increases the chance of melanoma and that kind of thing. Apparently... Let's see, the risk of developing malignant melanoma is more than 55% and can double your chances of basal cell and or...
Maybe the next step is to force kids to get parental permission slips to go to the beach. Maybe that's what's coming next. We're going to be back tomorrow night on our Saturday show, live from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And log on in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
U.S. Gold.